Folks, you're not going to believe this, but it's a fact, it's the truth, it's the gospel, so help me. That's called the clown, Conway 20. 7:41, 19 before 8 o'clock, the time at WCII. Somebody has challenged. Can you believe Bill Collins Ford has challenged Montgomery, the Big Elm on Preston, to a car war sales days? That's right, competition. They think they can sell more cars than Montgomery Chevrolet.
Ooh, that's funny.
Look, Montgomery, all they have to do is what they've been doing to outsell any other dealership in town. Open the doors, treat people fairly and courteously, because that's exactly what you like about them, right? Absolute. Of course, they've got a good product, too. The Chevrolets. Now, they have such a selection for you to choose from now. Let's go to the Camaro. Maybe the Z28. You talk about a beauty, and there's that Corvette, which I think is the most car you can get for the money in the world. Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the Corvette. The Citation Cavalier, two front-wheel drive automobiles, two full-size cars, the Impala and Caprice, the Monte Carlo. And, of course, trucks of every size. And, of course, when you deal with a Big M, you're dealing with the champs that save you money. Big Elm, Montgomery Chevrolet on Preston. Champs is saving you money, and champs that service, too. Anytime you need to have service performed on your car, take it to a company that guarantees the quality of it. That's right, the Big Elm on Preston, Montgomery Chevrolet. It's 7:42 at WCII.
Raised. Tonight, open till 10, the Shelbyville Road and Dixie Highway stores.
All right, let's get another traffic eye update from Mike Simpson of the Jefferson County Police Department. Mike?
You know, we have an accident working. It's on Phillips Lane near the airport, and it's a property damage. It's going to be on the section of Phillips Lane. This is Mike Simpson with the traffic eye on WCII.
Thank you, Mike. It's 7:45 at WCII. By the way, I got my old bomb for sale in the Skyline, the downtown newspaper. Would you like to hear what the ad says? For sale, real cream puff. Real cream puff. Looks good, runs great. Gail Davies, you're a hard dog to keep under the porch. I'm going to ask you a question. I feel stupid asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. This is a term I have seen, I guess, for 30 years of my life, and I still don't know what it is. I've asked several people. I asked Billy Bob, Mr. McQuaig, if he can tell me what a pole building is or a pole barn. He doesn't know. Now, he's, I guess maybe you might say, he's no country boy. Look, I've lived in the country, too, but I don't know. What is a pole building? I see one for sale in here. 24 by 40, completely erected. Pole buildings. P-O-L-E. Pole buildings. What are they, anyway? You don't know. I asked you that, didn't I? What is a pole barn or a pole building? Yeah. You don't have any idea? I don't either. I can't figure it out, but I'm sure somebody's going to call and give me the answer to that. I certainly hope so. This thing has bothered me now for about 30 years. 7:49 at WCII.
If you love your country, you're going to love it even more.
The Nashville Network, Cable's country home.
Well, now, can you believe this? A pole barn is where they hang tobacco. Can you believe that? Simple answer like that, and I couldn't figure that out. Yeah, you know, they stretch those poles along there where they hang the tobacco to dry. Yeah, pole barn is a barn where they hang tobacco.
You know, log homes have sure come a long way since the days of Abe Lincoln, the home of Kentucky log homes.
I'm going to have to play the next song for John Nally, who cleared up my state of puzzlement. Honestly, I have been concerned about that. You'd be amazed at the number and types of people that I have asked that question. And I'm talking about people that should have known the answer. Maybe somebody who makes that particular type of barn. Maybe that's the guy who came up with that term, pole.
Good morning. This is Charles Osgood, CBS News. Newsbreak comes along at 8:30 this morning, and I'd like you to stay tuned. Newsbreak is part of the Bill Bailey Show here on WCII. Join me, won't you?
I'm gonna keep that dolly for my own.
Hey, Joe, it's 7:55, 5 minutes before 8, the time at WCII.
IBM has authorized and trained us to serve you.
The leader never lets you down.
Well, I want to go over this weather forecast with you again. We still have a little light rain falling in some areas, not all. WCII's Weather Eye forecast from meteorologist Al Archer. Cloudy with occasional light rain, possibly changing to light snow later today. Very little accumulation expected. Temperatures dropping into the mid to upper 20s today. Cloudy with more snow flurries tonight. Expect a low of 18 for tomorrow. Partly sunny, high about 33 now. If our luck can hold out, and I do have a feeling that it's going to do exactly that, then maybe we'll wake up tomorrow morning and there'll still be no snow on the ground, because that's something that we can do without. You know, we had, what was it, the total measurement? Far more than I thought we got, but we don't need any more snow. We've had enough. What we need now is plenty of sunshine. Just some indication that spring isn't too far off.
All the time you stood by me, right and wrong. You never gave up on me when I was making things up on you. And you showed me what it really means.
And good morning. I'm Bill McQuaig, WCII News. These are some of the stories we're following at this hour. Smoke detectors ordered installed at Clarksdale by Mayor Sloan. Two young boys died in a fire at the housing project earlier this week. And here in Louisville, we have light rain, 38 degrees, and 67% humidity. I'm Bill McQuaig, WCII News.
Man, this is quite the thing here. Did you see this mailer? Well, it was a supplement that came with the paper this morning. Spring is now at the Home Garden and Flower Show. It says here that WCII's disc jockey Bill Bailey will broadcast live from their booth, which will be right beside the snack bar. I spend about half of my time there, half of my time in a booth. But we're going to have a very special show for you. There'll be a little singing, a little dancing. I have a couple of magic tricks. We have rented a dancing dog. So we've got our full evening planned for you starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Doug Lane will also be there. Sorry.
They are referring to the Duke of Louisville as a local disc jockey.
Isn't that something? No, it doesn't say local. It just says disc jockey. What I am suffering from, sir, is not localized. It's widespread. I think I'm ready for another cup of coffee, Mr. McQuaig.
Let's go out front and get one and pick up a couple of donuts.
Oh, gee. Isn't that enough to disgruntle a person?
That's the soup line out there.
Isn't that something? Well, you know, when you don't have the talent on the radio to garner an audience, you know what you have to do? You have to go out there and feed them and clothe them, man. Make those rent subsidy payments in order to buy their ears.
Hey, they operate just like the government, don't they?
That's right, exactly. Politicians. She believes in me, Kenny Rogers. Say 21 minutes after 8, the time at WCII. Good morning.
The Ballad of the Big Black Bag.
At leading convenience and grocery stores.
When your car needs cleaning up, there's only one place in town to go. The Car Wash at 510 East Broadway. Prices start at $3. Vacuum is included in all car washes. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Day, with a dollar off all car washes. The Car Wash, formerly Gasser Up, has gone to a lot of time and care to remodel. They've installed the brushless chamois shine. Soft cloth car washer. Extras of the car wash include polish and wax, wheel cleaner, and more. Get your car looking its absolute best. Take it to The Car Wash, 510 East Broadway, open every day.
Lee Greenwood, she's lying. 22 and a half minutes after 8, the time at WCII. That's a terrible charge. Lee Greenwood, I hope you got some proof to back up that kind of a charge. It's 8:26 after 8, the time at WCII. Cundiff's Carpet. These are the people that sell the finest carpeting and vinyl flooring at the lowest price and offer you some extraordinary services. You want to shop at home? You don't have to leave your home. Pick up the phone. Call them. And there's no charge. No charge for the service. And they'll drive just as far as you want them to drive. For example, if you can hear me now and you're living in Paoli, they'll drive there. Round trip, not a charge. No, not a dime. And you're obligated to buy nothing. Brandenburg, Buckner, Elizabethtown, Radcliffe, Galena, Corydon, E-Town in Indiana, Georgetown. Makes no difference. They'll come out to your home. Bring the samples along. You pick out what you want there. And like I said, you're obligated to buy nothing. There's no charge for that service. They leave, then you make up your mind. They simply take measurements of the areas you want covered and leave you an estimate. That's it. Now, through the month of March, here's what they're going to do. Through the end of March, you get a free telephone for each and every room that is done after installation. In other words, you buy carpeting or vinyl flooring for three rooms and have Cundiff's install it for you. Then you get, after it's installed, you get three telephones, and the phones are on display at their locations right now. Two locations, Preston on the Outer Loop, 966-9090, and State of Market in New Albany at 945-1604. That's Cundiff's Carpet. You drop in or call them.